This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 286 for Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
I want bloopers.
Bloopers?
I want all the comments that I make right before we go live that make you laugh. I think people should understand just how much you have to deal
just
with.
How funny you think you are.
No, just how much I torture you.
Do you know, before I was in IT, I actually used to work at a bank.
I didn't know that.
Nah, I quit because I lost interest.
It's not that funny, but you are.
It's funny.
You're just giggling.
I'm sorry.
You're just a trip today. So.
All right, we got a bunch of cool stuff this week.
Okay.
Other than that joke.
Well, let me know when you're done thinking that was funny.
I'm done.
Okay. you know, it's been a while since we've had a ton of new product. I think it's just summer's a little slower. I think a lot of the distribution centers take vacation and stuff because some of them have been really slow to ship lately. But it's finally, we're finally getting in some product that we've ordered months ago or some new things that came in. So I'm excited about this week because we've got stuff to talk about.
We do. And cool stuff. So,
you can do this flappy thing.
I'm going to do this flappy thing that Lisa hates. She hates when I do this. And the people who are listening to the podcast can't even see me do this, so they don't know what I'm talking about. Hobonichi. It's Hobonichi time.
I know. So here's my question. Are you actually going to get one? Two questions. Are you going to get one, yes or no? And if you get one, are you actually going to use it?
I used my Hobonichi last year about 2 months.
Oh, that's pretty good for you.
Yeah, that was a really
that's quite a
solid
commitment.
It was a solid commitment on my
Brian's
part.
Kind of a bit of a planner phobe.
A little bit better than my normal InkoRimo commitment. But
hey, I wrote like four.
Did you send them?
I hand-delivered some of them.
Oh, okay.
That counts, right?
So anyway, Hobonichi, we've got...
I'm not done. It's a year-long project for me.
You'll get 30 in over the course of the year. We expanded our selection of Hobonichi this year.
Who did we?
So, here's what we got. See if we can name them up. In the Weeks, which is this lovely little slim size, it's kind of almost pocket size. Yellow plaid.
Which is really cool. Kind of a shirt fabric.
It's kind of a plaid.
But it's
in yellow
fabric. There's a cactus, which is adorable. It's kind of an ivory background, tan or ivory, with little potted cacti. It's adorable.
That's cute. Boar piglets.
Boar piglets. Shout out to Kim for ordering one. We love you and miss you. This is adorable. It's kind of a mint green, like a pale teal, with little piglets on it. I wasn't sure what that was, but it's really cute.
It's cute.
It's cute. Strawberry latte, which is a lovely
color, actually.
Yeah, it's a pretty shade of pink.
Yep.
Banana, which is obviously yellow.
Yeah.
Scarlet, which is a darker red. And gentle navy, which is a really pretty color.
We should mention the banana does not have bananas on it.
No, it would have been cool.
It would have been cool if it had bananas on it. I think that would have been neat.
Like a big-ass banana right on there.
No. Like just a
little teeny bananas,
just like the little piglets.
All right, go ahead.
Weeks Mega, so that's
which
new.
Which is new.
Basically, this is more graph pages at the back.
So I believe it's 30 additional graph pages at the back.
Okay. So 30 is equal to Mega.
I think it's 30. I don't think it's 90. I think it's 30.
Matte black, strawberry latte, and banana.
Yep.
So that's cool. The Techo Cousin.
I know. I want to see these in person.
Which is A5 size.
Yes.
This is the Japanese version, so
correct.
It's bigger than the actual Techo planner, which is A6.
Correct.
Which is kind of the standard. And then there's, I think that's it.
Yes, that's it.
But that's a lot. A lot of different options. And those are, they were on their way, but we're doing pre-sale going on right now.
Because and once they come in, they're going to be crazy gone.
Quick
so
to go out.
So this way, pre-order it. And as soon as it comes in, we will ship it out to you. And if there's anything else you want, just add it to that order. Yep. It'll all ship together.
Should be mid-September, so next couple weeks. So,
I really am looking forward to seeing them. Although I won't use one, so I'm not gonna get one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love the Tomoe paper, but they're
the format's nice. I didn't use it as much.
I don't plan.
I'm off the cuff most of the time anyway. We have some pens this week to talk about.
We do.
I'm pretty stoked about this. I actually am pretty excited about this.
Okay. It's been a long time since you've been this excited about something. Other than our own exclusive Sailor or the Kampu was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
the Platinum
Kampu. That was awesome.
I don't want to say that we're jaded, but we get to see a lot.
Well, you do. Yeah, you got to kind of narrow it down.
Do you want me to push this over to you?
Flip this over here. You got a big case of...
Big.
Some of you might remember... a couple years back, this guy.
This is an awesome box.
It's a nice box. The Esterbrook launch with
the attempt to relaunch.
I don't really know how to
Esterbrook
describe this
guy here. Thing.
You know, it's a.
It's a what?
Nice box.
It's a great box.
In a step, a really nice, large, like.
Break your ankle on that step.
Anyway. The old J, that's not associated with the current owners.
This is cool.
They have come out with what they should have done in the first place. They should have just done the extra work and the extra effort. I actually have one of these in my pocket. They're calling it the ESTI, which is ESTIE, which is short for Esterbrook. Of course, it's what we affectionately call them. Today was never something that the company actually called them, but the new model's called the Estee, and this is very...
So why do you call Esterbrook's Estees and you don't call Parker's Parkies or...
I don't know.
All right, just throwing that out there.
I don't know. These
are great.
These are really nice acrylic resin in really great colors.
I love the blue.
The blue, the cobalt is nice,
okay.
Yep. The tortoise, I really like the tortoise. They just put a lot of thought into this pen.
They did.
Whipping something out.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with modernizing the relaunch of a vintage pen. It's such an iconic brand that unless you exactly replicate it, which I don't think you should try to do, I think that they've done a good job of trying to stay true to the company values and what the pens stood for back then, but modernizing it with some things that consumers want today. I think they did a great job. You've got some good colors along with, you know, a solid black.
Ebony, they call it.
Ebony black,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a solid black color for just a very classic look.
No cap band, very simple design, minimal branding.
You know, it's very Asian almost, minimal trim. Just the name across the bottom of the cap. But I the colors are good. They're not super gaudy. They're not super bright. I like that.
Yep.
They don't look cheap. It's a nice feel. It's on the large size for my hand. But certainly comfortable. And the cap, what's that called? The cushion?
So this is called the cushion cap. And
that's cool.
This has a spring inside behind the inner cap. So when you close the pen, it seals tight. It makes sure that the next time you pick it up, it's ready to go. Very similar to a Platinum 3776 slip and seal.
Which is fantastic.
The inner cap on Sailor King of Pen has this same spring behind the inner cap. And it has not failed me yet. So I've had a couple of pens that have been inked up and, you know, left them over the weekend and left them, you know, 5, 6, 7 days. And they're still writing really, really well. They take the cap off, touch the paper, first time, every time.
All right, so what's the other cool thing about the new Esterbrook
SD? Well, they also come in oversize. Okay. Which is cool. So the standard size, the regular, whatever you want to call it, the regular is a postable pen, postable.
Ooh.
So you can post that.
Nice.
The oversized is not designed to post. It's a chunky pen,
okay.
A good length in the hand. But in other words, all the other features, oversized only comes in the ebony. And all these pens come in gold or silver trim.
Nice.
So you've got options. Yeah.
I like that.
But what's cool is the best part is this guy right here. So this is what they call the MV nib adapter, which stands for the modern to vintage. And basically what that is you screw this into your pen and it fits any of the pens, the regular or the oversize. You can put in your Esterbrook nib unit that you have, your 9668, your 9556, whatever you've got. And you can thread on your converter, your cartridge, and you're good to go. So you can use your vintage nibs right in your brand new pen, which is pretty cool. So you've got a favorite one, you've got a durable pen, you don't have to worry about something breaking, use cartridges, you can...
That's awesome.
It is cool. It's a very,
That's
very cool idea.
Really, really, really well thought out without forcing you to either have to find an Esterbrook nib on your own. I mean, I just love that it gives you options. And if you have a favorite nib, like I do, I love the 9556s and the 2556s, the fines. I would just be able to pop that in.
You can just screw it in.
Or use the nib that comes with it, which you are really, really enjoying.
Yeah, well, the nibs that come in the pen, our Yovo number 6, both the regular and the oversized use the same number 6 Yovo nib.
Which many, many companies also use. Anderson nib is a Yovo number 6.
So if you want to put a 1.1 in, you can just pull it out, put in our AP nib, and stick it in the pen, and you're good to go. So it's really, really a nice pen. I think it's going to do well. The colors are gorgeous. Really, really like the two options. And you know, I'm excited to see what's going to come down the line in the future. So that's the new Esterbrook Esti, and those are available basically kind of pre-order right now. They are waiting on the shipment of the boxes, which I have seen are even nicer than this box right here.
That's a cool box.
The new box is cool, so they're just waiting on that. Those should be in within about a week or two. So
awesome.
We have some ink this week.
We do. We finally got a restock of Blackstone ink. There was a problem with shipping. Apparently one leaked, and so it got held up in customs for weeks while I guess the ink had leaked out over the label, and so customs wasn't sure who to return it to. But finally got all that straightened out, and we did get in our order. So some of the favorite colors like the Barrier Reef Blue and the Sydney Harbor Blue have been restocked. And there are 10 new colors. Now, we don't have these up yet, but we're still waiting on a little bit of information. But we have what's called the new Lights, Blackstone Lights line. These are 6 new colors of violet, gray, red, blue, orange, and green. And then we have 4 more colors added to the Barrister line. So these are waterproof. And you have Barrister Brown, Barrister Red, Barrister Purple, Barrister Blue Black, and I do believe that the Barrister Blue is back as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they're a great value.
Cute little containers.
Terrific little bottles, but they do a great job with the colors. We're working to get those up on the site. They just came in last week and right before the weekend. So between the weekend and the long holiday, we're just a little bit behind.
So, all right, cool. Back to basics question this week. in relation to our Esterbrook launch here, how many different vintage Esterbrook nibs were made?
Oh my God. Does anybody really, really, really know besides you? You must know.
Well, at any given point, they advertise between 32 and 33 different point styles.
Okay.
What the total number, I haven't actually ever sat down to know what the actual total number was.
You don't have a spreadsheet for that?
I do have a spreadsheet for that. It's on Estabrook.net.
Okay.
That has
somebody
pretty
add it for him.
Pretty much all the nib choices on there. But there were a lot. So at any given point, they had 32 to 33. They advertised both of those numbers at any given point. So a lot of different styles, everything from extra fine, even ultra extra fine, to obliques and italics and flexibles. And so they really made a lot of different nib options that you can still find today. They're becoming a little harder to find, but you can still find them. And along with that, what was the numbering system and where can I find a cheat sheet? Well,
dear God, the numbering system was
inconsistent. Nobody really knows. So basically, the easy way to think of it, there's four digits. And the only thing that is a given is the first digit. So the thousands digit. If it's a one, it's the smallest 1,000 series folded tipping. Two, a little bit larger with the folded tipping. Three was the sunburst style, or in England, it was a gold-plated. Mm-hmm. There was a four. There was a five, which is a dipless. There was a six, but you don't see those very often. There was a seven, which was dipless only. Eight was palladium silver used during the wartime, or the 8440, which was the sort of the ultra extra fine, super fine. And 9,000 series, which you're mostly going to see along with the ones and twos. The only one that actually had tipping.
Correct. everything else was just folded over.
Yeah. I guess technically the threes and the sevens had tipping too. So, but and the nines also had a nice little polish to them.
They did.
Nice little polish. So.
But if a nib was in the 1,000 and 2,000, there wasn't necessarily a 9,000 that corresponded to it.
Yeah, not always.
And it didn't also go the same way. You could have a 9,000 and not a 2,000 or a 1,000.
You usually had like a 1 and a 2 or a 2 and a 9, but almost never all three. So, there's a...
There's a 1461.
Yep.
And there's a 9461. Is there a 2461?
That one's tough because I don't...
We've never seen it.
Because the manifold, the 2461 and the X461 and the X460 were actually reversed. So like the 461 was the fine and the 460 was the medium. Where normally the lower the number in the series, it's finer. So, but it doesn't work for the manifolds. 1556, 2556, mm-hmm. 9556.
Those
but
are easy.
There was not a 1668.
Correct.
There was a 2668 and 9668.
Yes.
But really, the equivalent was a 1551, so go figure. I don't know.
Good luck with that.
Do the vintage nibs still work? Is the
Absolutely.
Last question. Absolutely, you betcha. So you can still find them new old stock in the original tiny little boxes. If they're not, my suggestion is to drop them in an ultrasonic cleaner and clean them. Sometimes you will get a blockage in the feed. If it's an old nib, so you kind of have to take a little, I use a little wire, actually it's a guitar E-string, violin E-string, and you can run it through the slit and you can clear out the blockage. But they still work. They're still great. On the 1000 and 2000 series nibs with the folded tip, you will see that eventually does wear off. And it will wear flat and the nib is pretty much shot. But otherwise, there's thousands and thousands of them out there. So. Yeah. They do work.
Make sure the tines are aligned.
Yep.
That's really
yep.
it.
Other news. San Francisco Pen Show was a week past.
When did we get back?
We got back
it
last week.
It all just kind of blurs. We got back actually Wednesday.
Yep.
And opted not to do a podcast last week. We were zombies. That's a long drive back.
Yeah.
It was a good show. It's very very well organized. Lots of things to do for attendees. Well organized for the vendors. We had quite a lot of fun. We had dinner with luxury brands mm-hmm, mm-hmm. one night. We had dinner with Atoya one night.
That was fun. Yep.
Both of which were fun. My God, did we eat?
Yes.
Whew. Did we buy anything?
I did not buy anything. I did see some really cool vintage Sailor Maquillé over
yes.
the wood bodies that they used to have, which was really interesting. Not cheap, so yeah, that didn't come home. Saw some interesting other Macchier pens. That show is really pretty good for some vintage Macchier, mm-hmm. though. I usually see a lot of it over there. But a lot of cool stuff. It's just, you know, there's just more than you can even think to write down, because it's a good show.
Last year, we ended up picking up a silk tablet cover made out of old
kimono
fabric. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really fit our iPad mini.
Didn't really fit anything.
I
don't know what it's supposed to fit.
So, well, I think it's some kind of tablet.
I put my Hobonichi in it for a while. But yep. I just thought that was kind of ridiculous to have a case for my Hobonichi.
Such a big, giant thing. So we never really did anything with it. And then when Brian went to Richard Binder's this past summer, he dropped it off with my mom, who turned it into a really gorgeous watch case. She just sewed some seams in it. But that was something that we picked up. We just fell in love with it. So you never know what you're going to find at a pen show, but if something talks to you, you should grab
it. Yep. So.
And figure it out later.
No, it was good. We had a good little impromptu ink selection that we're going to be bringing to Dallas. I'll actually have it. This kind of segues into the next line item. A platinum event in the Chicago store. We're Woo! Actually going to have. I'm going to bring some of this special ink to Chicago. So we're going to have a special table, and we are going to have. Is there anything else you want to say about San Francisco before I move?
It was a long drive. Beautiful weather. It was gorgeous weather.
Except for the rain on the way back.
But. I'm having a hard time remembering back that far. It's a good show. We're in a beautiful space. The ballroom is decently lit. And, of course, we have a terrific spot right in front of the windows. So it's really a blessing to have natural
light.
You know, at so many shows, the lighting is dimmer. But, no, it's a good couple days. The hotel is done with renovations.
Thank goodness, yep.
So no marble porta-potties this year.
So.
But, no, it was good.
So this week, Platinum Event starts Thursday. Well, actually, the Platinum Event does not start Thursday, but I will be there Thursday in Chicago setting up the new ink setup. And I am going to bring ink samples. So we don't... because of the space, we don't actually do ink samples in Chicago, but I'm going to bring a bunch. So if there's any samples that you want, just ask. I'll have them behind the counter. Lots of different inks, special inks that are not on the website. Vintage ink, some other cool inks from our collection will be there. And then Friday, noon to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 3, we're going to have John and Carol Gillette from Luxury Brands, and they're going to be bringing in some really cool platinum. Izumo, some Macchier, some stuff we don't normally carry. I think there was talk about, Izumo Aurora, which is a pretty pricey pen, but there's some Rodden stuff.
Some unusual things. Terry, this is for you.
we've got, of course, we have the tester set there, so we have all the different nibs, all 8 different nibs for platinum that you can try out. We'll have a good selection of your 3776s and your celluloids and all that stuff. So,
and John and Carol are incredible. They're enthusiastic. They're very knowledgeable. They're down to earth. They're funny. We love spending time with them. I'm really jealous that I can't go.
They're also the U.S. distributors for Noodlers and for the Stiff Flexible Notebooks. So if you have any questions about Noodlers Ink, you want to look at the notebooks. We've got the Stiff Flexibles there, too. They're really, really great, great notebooks.
Some great patterns.
So, yep. They're fun. So it's a platinum event. Again, we're going to start the ink event. We'll be on Thursday. We'll run through the weekend through Saturday, and then platinum event Friday and Saturday. So that's going to be fun. Come down and say hi and take a look. So what else?
We labored over Labor Day.
We labored.
We are getting ready to move office space. The store will remain, but we're moving our office space from the second floor to the first floor. So Brian and I went in on Sunday and Monday and painted for like 6 hours each day. Mm-hmm. Chris, Mr. Paper, came in and helped on Sunday. Thank you so much. And then Dave and his daughter Caitlin came in yesterday and helped. And we got quite a bit done. I did the hallway out front, the main entryway, and it's really tall. I think I spent more time climbing up and down the ladder than actually painting.
We don't have to paint everything. We're not going to use all the rooms. It's really a huge space. But we got done what needed to be done, I think. Maybe do a little touch up, and I think we'll be ready to move in come end of the month, beginning of next. So that's going to be exciting. Finally have a big store frontage. Would be nice. So
that's it. Anything else?
I think that's it. I'm getting ready for going down to Chicago, so that's going to be fun. And come down and see us, and that's all I got.
Okay.
So, thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other fun stuff, and check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And don't forget that we have a store in Chicago. If you're in the area or planning a visit to Chicago, stop by the store. It's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, and we are open seven days a week.
Yep. So. Chicago website is chicago.andersonpens.com. So, see you next time.